A little-known museum in Philadelphia's Old City is getting a facelift, both in its galleries and its mission. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports that the National Liberty Museum at 3rd and Chestnut Streets is rethinking its approach to liberty.
The museum teaches the benefits of liberty through an unusual mix of history, civic engagement, religion, portraits of heroism, and glass. The founder, Irving Borowski, collects glass art.
It's a medium that we could see through, and yet it's there. It's unique.
Borowski is the son of immigrants who made a fortune publishing TV Guide. And he uses his collection of glass art to make the point that liberty is strong, yet fragile. His daughter, Gwen Borowski, is the president of the museum, and she says liberty is also invisible.
Something that most people don't think about. It's like the air you breathe. You don't notice it until it's missing.
When the museum opened in 2001, Borowski says it was already outdated. After 3 years of planning, she has started the overhaul by unveiling a new welcome gallery. Visitors enter and see exhibitions describing four pillars of liberty: strength, fragility, opportunity, and life. Each is illustrated with a piece of glass art and audio, like the voice of Abigail Adams speaking to her husband, founding father John Adams.
In the new code of laws, I desire you would remember the ladies.
This welcome gallery is the tip of the iceberg. The museum also created a curriculum for the city school district to teach character through civic projects and a master plan to update all of its exhibitions, including portraits of 2,000 people the museum has deemed heroes. Borowski said the overhaul of her father's museum was overdue.
It was a seed he planted. You know, for him, the son of immigrants who really understood what it meant to, you know, live in this country and feeling like people, others, the next generation needed to understand and appreciate that, I think that's there. That's not changing. But I think how we do it, the education programs that go along with that, that's evolved a lot.
Borowski plans for more changes in the next 5 years, pending fundraising. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.